Just call it Das B'nai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the B'nai Yisrael. We don't find by the other Tzivuyim that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered them before he told them the mitzvah. Dafka over here it says Vayaka Moshe. Why Dafka was it said over here? Said it was Midrashim about it. But Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's how it says, that there was a special reason over here why you needed a Vayakel, a gathering. It says, the Cheta Egel was the Hepech of Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, the Medrash says, it says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ohar. Vayichan, it doesn't say, Loshen Rabban Vayachanu, it says Vayichan. Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Klal Yisrael was Me'uchid, they got together, by Har Sinai, they were all Ba'achdus. By the Cheta Egel, it says, Eile Elehecha Yisrael, and there's Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin that says that each Shevet had its own ego. Now, what's the pshat? I mean, by the other nations of the world, each nation had its own Avodah Zarah that they served. It was one force that they served. So what's the pshat over here? It says, Ibul Elehus Harbe, they wanted a lot of gods. Dr. Biankin, in all probability, each Shevet had a sheet of what they wanted, and they couldn't get together on it. And there was Pirutz, and ended up they made 12 Agol. So, the Cheta Egel, besides the Etzem Aveira, what exactly the Aveira was, it's a Shail and the Rishonim. But whatever it was, it caused a tremendous period in Klal Yisrael. So now, after Yom Kippur, and after Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be mitzvah them again on the mitzvahs. He came down with the Luchos Shniyos. There was a kapara. He had to be ma'achad them once again because of the period that was caused by the Cheta Egel. Shteg Vayakel Moshe, it's called Adas B'nai Yisrael. Here he needed a special Vayakel. Now, L'chayrit, that would be the pshat. We find a similar thing in the Megillah. Haman came with a Kitrug Yeshnei Amechad Mefuzer Mefayrit Ben Agoyim. Connected that, the Sefer Manos HaLevi says that Esther Amalke, she sent a message, Leich Knois as Kol HaYehudim. That's where the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos comes, Ishla Reyehu, because she said, Leich Knois as Kol HaYehudim. But Haman's kitrig was, Yeshna Amechad Mefuzer Mefayrit. So the Amos says it was a similar situation, because it was Avodah Zarah that was Goyim the Churim Beis HaMikdash, and they're going out into Golus. And this matzav of Yeshnei Anochad Mefuzer Mefayrid really took place in the Golos. And the Siva of that was, Gufa, the Ikra Siva of the Churban Bayish Rishon, was Avodah Zarah. So in that came the Kitrug of Yeshnei Anochad Mefuzer Mefayrid. And the Tikkun of that was, like Knoises Kala Yehudim, and that Taka was Gairim to Akimu Vekibu HaYehudim, a new Kabbalah Satayra. So it's really similar to what happened over here. It was like a Maisa of a Simon Lebanon. What happened by the Maisa of Purim. Sheishas Yomim Teyosa Melacha. Moshe Rabbeinu, the first thing he tells them is 6 days Melacha shall be done. Uvayom HaShvi Yielachem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos LaHashem. Day of rest Kol Oysa by Melacha Yumas. So the Shem Mishmul Shtelzach over here. Over here, before Moshe Rabbeinu said the Maisa, the mitzvah of the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, he first said Shabbos. He was Magnum Shabbos to the Binyan HaMishkan. In Parshas Kisisas LaHepach, when Moshe Rabbeinu was given the mitzvah of the Mishkan, first came the mitzvah of the Mishkan, and afterwards was the Tzivui on Shabbos. What is the difference between over there and over here? Why over there did the Tzivi of the Mishkan come first and then Shabbos? And over here, when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving it over to the B'nai Yisrael, he says the mitzvah of Shabbos and then the Tzivi on Mishkan. So the Be'er Shmuel, besides being masked with this, he says, he says there's two Bechinas in Kedusha Shabbos. There's one Bechin in Kedusha Shabbos, Yisra'usa de Lasata, that we are Ma'ir the Kedusha from down here. And there's another Bechin of Shabbos, that the Kedusha Shabbos is Ma'ayur us. It comes from above to us. And he's Mevar the following. It's Rusa de Lasata. A person works during the 6 days of the week, and he goes on a higher Madrega, Darga Acher, Darga. He's, He's Isaac maybe in Gashmi is the Kenyanim in the Bria, but he infuses the Bria with Kedusha because he's being Oved Hashem. He's being Terech in the Olam HaGashmi, and he's being Mal of a whole Olam to an Olam HaRuchni. He breathes Ruchas of Kedusha into his daily life. Al Yidei, it strengthens him for Torah and for mitzvahs. He works. But it's a base for the Torah and for the mitzvahs. See, he is Mekadosh the Gashmi is the world. So 6 days of the week he does work and he does Nazami Neufen with the Tachlis of it being bringing the world to a Madrega of Kedusha. So Shabbos is the crown and glory. That is a crown on top, and that's Kedusha on top of the Kedusha, Kodesh HaKadosh. That's Yisra'usa L'Sata, when we infuse the Kedusha into the Bria, and we're Ma'ir the Kedusha, then Shabbos is the crown on top of the Kedusha that we do. And that's Misha Torah, Ve'er Shabbos, Eichel V'Shabbos. Lav Dafk, it's going on, the Gashmi is the Chelik of it, but it's going on the Chelik HaRuchni. If you Tereach during the week to infuse Kedusha, then Shabbos, the fruits, the payers are no Reva Oyim. That's one Bechin of Shabbos, Sheishas Yom Tavayt, V'yay Mashvi. There's another Bechin of Shabbos, where Shabbos is Mashvi on the rest of the days of the week. Heinrich is a Kedusha Shabbos. It infuses us with Kedusha, and that gives us the ability to continue throughout the rest of the week. And we infuse that once we're infused with Kedusha by Shabbos, so we infuse the rest of the week with that Kedusha. So he says a marker for these two Bechinas of Shabbos, and the Valdiga marker. He says the famous Gemara in Shabbos Dav Samach Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Hoya Mahalach Ba Midbar, fellow's walking in the Midbar, and he does not know when Shabbos is. He lost track of the days. So what do? So one man Amar says, Rav Huna says, Mayna Shisha Yomim, he counts 6 days from today, Umishamer Yomecha, the seventh day he calls Shabbos. Even though he doesn't know for a fact it's Shabbos, but he is Noyik 6 days, the seventh day he calls Shabbos, and every one of those days is equal to Gabi the Halacha. You're only allowed to do the bare minimum of Malacha that you need to survive. Chia Baram says, Nein Lehepach. Mishamer Yoimecha, you keep that day. Umayne Shisha, and then you count six. The Maiko Miflugi, what's the Machlaikis? The first Mandomer says, Kivriyose Shaloyla, Kisheshis Yomim, Osa Shemes Tashmayim Ezaoret. And the second Mandomer says, like the Mauritian, Shabbos came, and then came the other 6 days of the week. So he says those are the two bechinas of Shabbos. The Shabbos of Sheishis Yimei Bereishis was 6 days of work, the way it was meant to be, and then the seventh day is Shabbos. Of Lamaisa, the Shabbos of Adam Arishan turned out to be Shabbos came first, and then came the 6 days. What is the chiluk between the two? Kaitim the chait of Adam Arishan. When he was on a total madreg of Kedusha, he had the ability of infusing the Bria with Kedusha. And then Shabbos would become the crown and glory. The kavon of the Bria was Sheishes Yomim of Malacha. You infuse it with Kedusha, and then Shabbos, you reap the payments of that Kedusha. Unfortunately, because he was Chayte, he wasn't able to do that. So Mimela, by him, the Shabbos had to come first. Shabbos infused him with Kedusha, and then the next 6 days that he worked off of the Kedusha of Shabbos. And the Shem Yishmuel continues with this Yisoid. In the Luchas HaRishonis it says, Ki sheishis yomim osa Hashem es ha-shemayim ves ha-oretz, v'yonach v'yayim ha-shvi. By the Luchas Shnias it says, v'zocharti ki evin, it doesn't say ki sheishis yomim, v'zocharti ki evin o yisir v'eres mitzrayim, v'yoytziyech Hashem ulekecho, Mishom biot chazoku v'zroin etuya, al kein tzivcha Hashem ulekecho l'asa ziyayim ha-shabes. The Luchas HaRishonis and the Yuchas, told them HaRishon Kaidim HaChay. It says, Chorus ala Luchas, al tikri chorus ela cheirus. Cheirus mi malach ha-moves, cheirus from the Eitzahara. By the Luchas HaRishonis, they were in the Bechina of Adam HaRishon Kaidim HaChay. So then they went back to Shabbos the way it was meant to be. Sheishis yom amas Hashem es Shemayim ves Oretz. The 6 days you infuse it with Kedusha, by Lucas Shnius, who was ready after the Chet Eiyel, so now over there couldn't say, so there it's Daimah to the Yidden in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, they received this Rahisa de La'ela, the Siyata de Shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they were able to go weiter. Similarly, we get the Siyata de Shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, and then we're able to go weiter with the next 6 days. So the Meir Lefid is, he wants to answer, that's the chilik between Lechatchila, when first came the Tzivui of the Melechas HaMishkan and then Shabbos, and over here. When Moshe Rabbeinu first received the Tzivui of the Melechas HaMishkan, it was Kodem Achet. So Kodem Achet, the Melechas HaMishkan, are all the Melechas that one does during the 6 days of creation. The first, they were the ones that brought the Kedusha in with their Avodah, with the Lametes Melechas, into the Mishkan. Afterwards came Shabbos, they were able to reap the benefits of a Shabbos where they first infused the Bria with Kedusha. But over here, Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Vayakel was talking about La'achar Chayta Egel. So then already we don't have that Koyach. The Melech, like other Marishim La'achar Achayt, the Melech first Moshe Rabbeinu commanded them about Shabbos. The Shabbos infuses us with Kedusha, and only then are we able to work on the Mishkan and then bring the Kedusha into this Bria. The Yisoid is a Mayridiki Yisoid, and those are the emphasis that in the Shabbos, the Kedavening, you really have both. Friday night, we speak about the Shabbos, Sheishis and Mebrashis. And then, Yismach Moshev, Matnes Chalkoi, and that came afterwards, you know, that's a different Bechina also. But here, it's a Mayridiki Yisoid, and the way he fits it in is Neir Neiros. Vayavoyu ha'anoshim al hanoshim, kol mediv lev heviu choch vonezem v'tabas v'chumos kol chlizov. The men came al hanoshim, Rashi teaches, with the women, with the divas halev, and the women came and they were menad of their jewelry. By the Knesset Gedoyla in Vienna, 1923, the first Knesset Gedoyla. So two of the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas, Tzagoyin Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Zeche Tzadik L'Kodesh Levracha, Tzagoyin Rav Aaron Kotel, Zeche Tzadik L'Kodesh Levracha, they were sitting and they were talking the Rei Torah. So Teich HaDvarim, they asked the Shaila, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yutes, that when you collect tzedakah from women, you're not allowed to take a matana meruba, because maybe the husband's not masculine. She's not allowed to take from the husband. You know, the husband gets mice here down. So Ibazoi, how did they take the tachshitim from the women? So the emes is, I really didn't fully understand the question. It says, Vayavoyuhu anoshim, al hanoshim, Rashi says, im hanoshim. So Rada Rav Moshe, in Darish Moshe says, they came with the women, and the women gave all das to the husbands. They gave willingly, but it was with the haskam of the husband. So apparently they didn't hold of that territory for some reason. But as they were talking, the Imre Emes passed by and he overheard the kasha. And he said in a few words, what do you mean? They had them on. So both Rosh Yeshivas had belts on from the territory. But they had a machloikas between them. What did the Imre Emes mean with that? So one of them, it doesn't say who said what, one of them said that the whole reason why a woman's not allowed to give her zakhan is because ma'isiyah there go to the husband. But why do ma'isiyah dine go to the husband? Only because he's mechuyav b'mezainis. There was the man, so Memele, he didn't give her mezainis. Memele, her ma'isiyah dine did not go. That was one interpretation. The other one said that the Medrash said that with the man came tachshitim with diamonds and komine tachshitim noshim. Memela, they weren't taking it from the husband, they were taking it from what they gave to the man. But they got in the man, so Memela, it was not a problem. Rashi says, Vayavoyu ha'anoshim im ha'anoshim. Al ha'anoshim is im ha'anoshim. Unkulus is mitargim al nishaya, that they came with tachshitim on themselves. And they took them off, and they gave them over to the Gizbar Shel Hegdish. L'chayr Moshe, they could tell the Kodesh L'Vrach, he asks the question, for what purpose did they have to come to the Mishkan, or to the place of the Gizbar, and take off the Tachshitim? Either send it with your husband, you want to bring it yourself, mitzvah bay, yoysimi b'shluchai, so bring the jewelry in hand. But why did they have to come wearing it, and then take it off and give it? Says Dr. Moshe, that shows the extra chavivus of the mitzvah, bir hadvar. They stand with, send it with their husbands, or even bring it by him, it might be that the jewelry is out of style already, they're selling new kinds of jewelry, they don't need it anymore, and rather they're giving it away. But by coming with the jewelry on themselves, they showed we are wearing this jewelry, we still beautify ourselves with this jewelry, and we're still mashing it, we still want it. But the tzairuch of giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than our own tzairuch, and we are being makar of our own tzairuch for that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that showed a tremendous chavivus of the mitzvah, and the melo made the mitzvah much greater. As far as the result goes, Hekdesh is going to end up with the same jewelry, but there's a difference in the Nedivas Halev. And the difference in the Nedivas Halev, with what kind of a kavani you do, and that's with all mitzvahs. A person gives tzedakah. That's not throwing out money that he doesn't need. He should think, the money is mine, I worked for it. But the tzayruch of the tzedakah, or the tzayruch of the Ratzon Hashem, is greater than my own tzayruch, and I'm being mevatel on my tzayruch, l'shem that. That's the machshava that a person has to have. This is one inyan of chashivas hamitzvah. Then it says in the pasuk, the chalisha chachma slave, biyodeha tovu, they spun the string, the wool material, the Chol Hanashim Hashem Nosar Liban Oysana B'Chachma Tavu Es Ha'izim. So Pashtushak, you would say, Tavu Es Ha'izim, the strings, the material, the hair that they took off of the Izim. But Rashi says, what was this Chachma that they had? He Hoysa Umnis Yaseira Shemi Al-Gabi Ha'izim Tavu Ma'isan. They did it while it was still on the goats. That was the special umnis and chachmi yaseir of the women. What was so special about that? What was the big deal? You do it on the goats, you take it off the goats. So the Sporna says over here, tovu mi'al ha'izim, in order there should be a special shine on the material. Because when you first take it off, when you remove it, so numerous times it loses that glistening shine that it has if you do it while it's still attached to the animal. So to maintain that shine of the material, they did it while it was still on the animal. So this is important. So HaGoyin of Baruch Shimon Solomon, he's Rosh Yeshiva, Nachlas Dovin, Petach Tikva. So he asked, what's the difference, Takya? Is there such a big difference in the shine between if you do it on the animal or not? Probably, in all probability, it wasn't a major difference. The Yafal Pikein, the Torah lords these women, that with their chachma, the special talent, they did it on the Izim. But it didn't make such a difference. Like, why should that be a big deal? The Teretz is that by us, you know, we look at what the eye sees. A little bit more shine, a little bit less shine, it doesn't look like a big deal. But Mitzad the Chavivas HaMitzvah, any little bit extra that you add to the mitzvah is a major thing. Tells Rosh Yeshiva Rebbe Yemeir Blachzatzal used to say, by greater mentions and instruction claiming, great people, there's no such thing as a trivial matter. Even the slightest thing in Ruchnius is a major thing. So the Torah, Atkedekaf, that the Torah is made, it was a Chachmiya Seira that they did, and it gave a special Cheshivas to the mitzvah. And it could be even if it's out the result, it wasn't such a major difference in the result, but any added effort, and any ed in the Divas Halev makes a major difference. You might not see it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a major difference. Yaakov Galinsky said over, he was once in Antwerp. It was by Rav Chaim Kreisworth. Rav Chaim Kreisworth told him that he was just down on the Din Torah where the machloik is between the two sides was 0.004 of a percentage point of profit. What happened? There was a diamond deal in Belgium with the diamonds. It was a deal of diamonds. So there was a machloik is between the middleman that arranged the deal and the meicher. You know, the middleman said, we made up such and such. And he said, no, we only made up such and such. The difference was 0.004 of a percent. So Yaakov looks at him, he says, begging them, answered him, tell you, like, how petty can you get? So he said, it was a deal worth hundreds of millions of dollars. When you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, a 0.004 makes a big difference. And Mimela, when you're talking about Ruchnius, and Ruchnius, which is endless and boundless, so even the tiniest little bit makes a big difference. That's the inyan of the Chashivas HaMitzvah. Now, on this inyan, the Oster of Tzerebbe, Like it's having the Kodesh Lavracha, says a Meridikah thing. What was the meaning of doing it on the Ezen? The emphasis, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Binyan HaMishkan, the Chayru women should be Potter, because it's a mitzvah to say Shezem HaNgrama. You can't do it on Shabbos. Right? During the week you can do it, you can't do it on Shabbos, so women are Potter. So they wouldn't have a chiv to do it. They're in Einu Mitzvah V'Oysen. But Hayoyis, they knew how to do it while it was still on the animal. So that was Kalach Yad. So the Mela was not a Malach of the Eraisa. It's only a Shavuos. So they were able to do it on Shabbos. The Mela to them, it was not a Mitzvah Zaseishas Mangrama. And the Mela, they were blind Mitzvahs V'Oysis. That was the Chachmi Yaseir of the Roshim. They wanted to be Mechuyiv. They didn't just want it to be a Mitzvah Kiyumis. Yainus and Aibshitz and Teferis Yainus and says a different pshat. The stum amongst the women that came, there were women that were tame. So if they would weave the string while they're tame, they couldn't do it. You know, the thing would be tame. But if you do it on the behema, so it's a balchai, it's not makabal tuma, the metal they were able to do, they were able to take part in the inyan as well. Vahanasiyim heviu, eshavne hashoyam, eshavne hameluim, so Rashi brings down that the Nesiyim is Chosri Yud because they brought their Truma list. They were in this Atzel. Because they were in this Atzel, why were they in this Atzel? They said, let's wait to see what everybody else brings. And when we see what's missing, so then we'll bring, we'll be Mamali the Chesar. If he's in this Atzel, when they brought a list, Mamela, that is why a Yud is taken out of their name. But the famous question which he asked is, they were nisatzel, it was laziness. What happened? They had a very good motive over here. Let's see what the Mishkan needs. We're willing to give anything that Mishkan needs. For all they knew, it would have been a major donation to the Mishkan. And they did a machmas, a gewaldig motivation. So what's the shot over here? Chazal saw that because there's a yud missing, Vayistos that they were nisatzel. So Chaim Shmulevitz says that the ikur in the Mishkan was the Nedivas Halev. When you have an overwhelming love for your friend and you want to give him something, you don't start making cheshbonis. Does he need it? Does he not need it? Whatever. I want to give him something to show my Yedidus. Right? And the ikur is the Yedidus. You don't start making cheshbonis. Does he need it or not? If you start making the cheshbonis already, it's already a simon that there's something lacking in the overwhelming ahava. Right? Person wants to be proper, so he makes cheshbonis. Is he going to use this? Is he not going to use this? Is he going to have to give it back in the store? But when there's an overwhelming yedidus and you want to show that yedidus, you don't make those cheshbonis. That was the time on them. Lefishin is atzlu. Now, why were they in this atzlu? And the chanami, they had a motive, whatever, it's a good cheshbon. But you don't make those cheshbonis if there's an overwhelming ahava. Where do you find such a thing? It says by Avraham Avinu, Vayachav Eshes Chamoyre, by the Akedah, Mikan Shahava Mikalkela, says Ashur. His love for Hashem, to be Mekayim, the words of Hashem, was so great, it would have been Yashrus, he's already an old man, to go saddle the Chamor or whatever. It would have been proper to give it over to his, he had plenty of Mishorsim. Of a Mikan Shahava Mikalkela, says Ashur. When you love someone, when you have an overwhelming ahava, it's mekalkel the ashes nikim in heaven. And that was the same over here. I wanted to tell it too, there's an interesting machloikis. The Ibn Ezra says, Ibn Ezra was against saying the piyutim by slichas, because he said, first of all, nobody understands it. And also in digduk, it's not oisgal. Zokta marau, that should not be a reason not to say it, that in digduk it's not oisgal. Because when they wrote the piyutim, there was such a overflow, a rush of ahava. When there's a rush of ahava, you don't talk normally. You know, you talk mamish, lefi the rush of the regoshim that you feel at the moment. That's the ahava mikalkela says ashura. When there's that overwhelming feeling of ahava, so then it doesn't go lefi the regular laws of digduk or whatever. It's the same thing over here, right? You want to buy someone something, you don't really care for him that much. So then you look at what the Tayelis is of the Etzim Zah. But over here it was the Nedivas HaLev that was the Iker, the Iskarvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the emesis in the Iker Tzibui of the Mishkan. The Mepharshim speak out over there on Mayudik thing. You know, a shul makes an appeal. So someone gets up and says that we need donations, we need people to give, and people are wondering, what do you need the money for? So you announce at the very end, and we're planning on building a shul. That's not the way you make an appeal, right? First you get up, Rabbi Sai, it's getting cramped over here in Mamish, and there's no room, and we're getting bigger. And then afterwards you start speaking about, you know, what to donate, how much to donate. That was not the Mishkan. And then after Vasili Migdash Vishakanti Vasaikam. So Vaistais, that the Ikkar was not the Mitorah, the Ikkar was not the goal. The Ikkar is with the Kodisha Shayidvenu Libai, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that Ahavat Hashem. The same thing over here. If they Taka would have had that Ahavat Hashem, the overwhelming Ahava, they wouldn't have made Cheshbonis of let's see what the Mishkan needs. Ru'u Korah Hashem ben B'shem B'tzalel ben Uri ben Chur L'mate Yehuda. Three times, B'tzalel ben Uri ben Chur L'mate Yehuda is mentioned, and each time, not only is his father's name mentioned, but his grandfather Chur, and also L'mate Yehuda. What's the Torah telling us over here? So the Meshech Chochmah says a Gevaldig Pshat. In order to be able to do this melacha, Bitzalel had to be imbued by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I filled them up with Ruach Chochmah, tremendous Chochmah and Bina and understanding. He had to be a tremendous Chocham in Yediyas. He had to be a tremendous Chocham B'Nigla, B'Nister. He had to be a Chocham in how to create the things, Lachshav Mashavas, to plan exactly how to do it, how to be Makasha, the Elyonim with the Tachtonim, the upper worlds with the lower worlds. It took tremendous Chachma. But having Chachma is a dangerous thing. Avos. The Chosid Yaivet says that in Geirus Sfard, in the Spanish Inquisition, it was Davka the Pshutei Ha'am that were the ones that Einig and the Sinai, and they died Al Kiddush Hashem. And the Chachomim, the philosophers, they were not only been assigned, and they talk accepted upon them the religion, the Goyish religion. He says, by the Pshutiyam, the women went and delivered their husbands to die, Al Kiddush Hashem. That's the dveikus that they had in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't ask any questions, no cheshbonos, nothing. The philosophers, they started, you know, rationalizing, you know, after all, it's an oinus, number one, we're not really accepting it. Number two, it's only on the outside. And they started making heterim and cheshbonim, and they ended up, they were not mekadosh Hashem Shemayim. It was b'davka the pshutei ha'am that had an emunah pshuta, that they were mekabel from their fathers and from their fathers and from their fathers, until Avraham Avinu is davka those that were mekadosh Hashem Shemayim. So a lot of the chacham is a gevaldig gezach, it's a moedik and matanah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it comes with its nisyonos. If B'tzalel was being given all of this massive chacham, he was very young when he was given this chacham, so it's not so clear that he'd be able to handle it and to be moiser nefesh, to do the mishkan with the full machshava of giving yourself over, of subjugating yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wouldn't be so clear. So the Torah stresses, B'tzalel ben Uri ben Chur, look at where he came from. He came from Chur that didn't make any cheshbonos by the ego. He screamed out and he lost his life because of it. He was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, L'mata Yehuda. It was Nachshon ben Aminadav. He didn't ask any kashya. He jumped into the Yam and Gan Shevet Yehuda jumped with them. They were Mevatel their Das to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that ingredient of Mesiras Nefesh that was definitely present, and he had it in his genes. With that, Shevet Yehuda was given the matoneh, that they're zoicha to this tremendous chachma, to be able to infuse the Beis HaMikdash with Kiddusha and Lachsha, Machshavas, with the chachma, and all things. But it's only Mikayach Zot Meshach Chachma, it's only Mikayach that they were able to do that. So, it's really two things. It's number one, that there was no shash that he would abuse that chachma. And number two was a schar for Shevet Yehuda. Because they were mevatel there, and you find the Marshal Yehuda said, Tzotka mimeni. You know what courage that took? He's sitting on the same bezdin as Yaakov and Yitzchak Avinu, right? And he, Bemis, could have covered it up. He could have, you know, and he said, Tzotka mimeni. He was mighty. He was mevatel himself. He was mevazel himself. And he was also to bring back Binyamin, v'chatosi l'chol kol ayamim, he was willing to give away his olam haba, he was mevatel himself. These are all koiches of mesiras nefesh, and Shevet Yehuda was zoichet to this gevaldige chachma. A guten Shabbos.